Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. Hear the word of the Lord. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Our second scripture starts at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, and 20b will be at the very end, and we'll continue through 6:10. Hear God's word. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain, for he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in affliction, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labor, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God with the weapons of righteousness, for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet we are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. Please pray with me. Gracious God, your word shines forth in the dark places. It lights our path and guides us as we set out on our journey of Lent, as we make ready for the coming of Good Friday and Easter. Guide this night the meditations of our minds and our hearts as we seek after your guiding spirit. Amen. Here we are, beginning another Lenten journey, 40 days to go until Good Friday's here. And for those of you who have kids, spring break, right? Today is about welcoming Lent. But again, as I said earlier, Lent isn't exactly a celebratory time. It's kind of a middle road, both celebration, but also not. Lent is a season of fasting, of renewal, meeting with Christ's time in the wilderness. And then every Sunday, our little fast of 40 days is broken. And we feel that mini Easter and that little bit of relief every Sunday. Today, Ash Wednesday, we meditate on our own mortality, our own sinfulness and need of a Savior. We renew our commitment to daily repentance with God. And we remember with gratitude and growing confidence that Christ has conquered sin and death. Not exactly celebration, but contemplation. There's a balance, as with so many aspects of our faith, a pushing and pulling, a balancing act that exists, such as with Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday, where we feel both the sadness at the death of Christ, and we grieve that, but we also, at the same time, feel gratefulness, relief at the sacrifice that Christ made for us. Today we gather and celebrate the coming and beginning of Lent, the opportunities that present themselves to us for renewal and reflection. But with that also comes the acknowledgement of our own sinfulness and transgressions that have allowed our faith to not be what it could be, to be tarnished like unshined silver. One of the images I've always enjoyed for Lent is of a path. Paths take you from point A to point B, or from point C or D, or wherever you would like them to go. Some paths are paved, some are overgrown, some have leaves all over. They're all different. If you've got a literary leaning, maybe you're thinking of Robert Frost and The Road Not Taken. Every path has certain things in common, a beginning and an end, and all those pieces in between. Lent is all about the journey, about going from Ash Wednesday to Good Friday. It's about all the work in between. But every journey of Lent leaves us with a question. What is the goal? What is the goal? When you play sports, you know what the goal is. Unless you're playing kids' sports and then it's to have fun, but then, yeah, it falls apart for most kids at some point. Sure, there's the greater goal that I stated before of repentance and renewal. But what is my goal? My goal. What do I want as I set forth on this Lenten journey? What is your goal for Lent? Truth be told, there are Lents when having a good goal met is surviving with your sanity intact. Sometimes the goal of Lent isn't necessarily growing closer to God, but doing away with some of the barriers along the way. What is your goal for Lent? There are parts of Lent which don't change, that sure they move. I mean, Ash Wednesday is in March, sometimes it's almost in January. Easter sometimes in March, sometimes it's in the end of April and we're enjoying beautiful sunny weather. But what's in between is where the landscape kind of changes. What's in between, how we engage. There's always going to be 40 days in Lent. There's always going to be 6 Sundays in Lent. There are certain foundational elements that you can rely on. It's as set in stone as if you were to say, Barbara needs to do something, and having to account for it taking 2 to 3 times more than it's supposed to. Hi, Barb. And while there are those pieces that are the same, every year Lent is different for each of us. Our journey is, yes, from point A to point B, but the landscape changes. In order for us to walk this Lenten path, each of us needs to consider ourselves and our relationship with God. I can't tell you the best approach for you for Lent. I can't. I can make suggestions. I can suggest a spiritual discipline. But guess what? That might not be a good one for you and where you are on that journey of faith. One discipline might not fit you. It might be more of a millstone than a tree bearing fruit. As I said, I can offer options. I can help with accountability. But your engagement is your own. Some years we will grow in our relationship with God during Lent by leaps and bounds, and other times it's going to feel like we're moving like a snail. Or like Barbara, when you have to be somewhere in 5 minutes, like school. Now, when I was a kid, Lent usually meant going to certain classes and hoping mom and dad would just let me read a book instead. Now, one of the book series we had as kids were the Choose Your Own Adventure books. These were great books. You'd read to page 15 and it'd give you a choice. Do you want to open the book or do you want to run for help? If you want to run for help, you go to page 11. But if you want to open the book, you go to page 60, and you walk through this literary journey, choosing every step for your character as you go. It was great. And in many ways, Lent is our chosen adventure. Choose your discipline. Enjoy the adventure for 40 days. Have a faith-filled and faith-growing adventure for these 40 days. Challenge yourself. Accept that failure on this journey can happen. Failure in faith happens. If you challenge yourself to be a better 3-point shooter, you're going to miss. But you'll also get better the more you shoot. The fact is, trying is where we begin. If it means giving time to God so simply, do it. Sure, schedules might not accommodate every day, but prioritize that time. The end goal here is to manage to listen to that opening line from 2 Corinthians. Be reconciled to God. Grow closer. Be fruitful. And may your faith be fed during this 40-day journey along a path. May your faith experience repentance and renewal for these 40 days. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I have a favorite part of tonight.